Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me today on another weekday podcast. Today, let's talk about the new year. Here it is. We're right here, and it's hard to believe how fast this past year has flown away. As you box up the decorations and put away the lights, our minds are busy starting to set goals, chase dreams, and wish with great hope for what the new year might bring. You know, goals are what gets my brain fired up. I've longed to make more meaningful goals. I mean, the kind that will help me grow closer to God to be a better human in this dark world. And, you know, if our goals reflect what's important to us, they should be ones that make us better people and better followers of Christ. You know, in my opinion, there's no greater goal or resolution to set for our lives than to be in God's Word each day. As a matter of fact, here at Sugar Hill Church, we're inviting people to join us for 21 days of prayer and fasting. And you know, when we commit each day to the Lord and we give Him time, not just for this podcast or for the weekday meditation, but to literally get into the Word and live it out, you know, out of that time, a commitment can flow, and it can be a commitment of what we need to function like and to function well in this life. Timothy says it really well in 2 Timothy chapter 3, all scripture is breathed out of God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. We need God's word to instruct us on how to accomplish these God-sized goals, these God-centric attributes. The Word of God is our anchor, our teacher, our corrector, our trainer in the faith. If it sits idly on our bookshelf, how can we expect to know the truth of God? How can we know how to live this life rightly and be able to succeed wildly in this world? Well, let me give you a couple of thoughts here. Just like the instruction manual is needed to help us put together that kid's bike that you built over Christmas, we need instruction about how we're to live. Without it, we might flounder. Number one, make the Word of God a priority in your life. You know, we can fill up with great to-do lists with so many things that need to be done, but we often forget the most important things, the tasks that should be done daily that help us to grow. As believers and followers of Jesus, there's no better place to grow than opening God's Word. That's why we've created power routines to give you this unbelievable jumpstart on your day with gratitude, scripture, journal, and prayer all in one simple tool. Number two, commit the time. One of the things we say more than anything else when asked about our biggest struggle when it comes to reading the Bible is we don't have time. The truth may land pretty heavy on us, but it's something we need to hear, that we have time for what we value. There's time. We must be willing to look and listen for it within our day. Number three, choose the right tools. Make sure that you're in scripture. Make sure you're in a tool that can give you direction, not somebody else's thought, but crystal clear, Waterford crystal clear direction from Jesus. Choose the right tools. Number four, let go of expectations. Often when we sit down to open God's Word, we bring our expectations. We see how others study and we try to duplicate it. But the truth is, we each study God's Word in our way, and you can't compare it to somebody else. That's why we want you to be able to take it on your own. Being in God's Word will help you grow to become more like Him. And number five, the one that we don't like very much, we need to get accountable. You know what? It can be a challenge to begin spending time in God's Word every day alone without a little help. An accountability partner or study group can be exactly what you need. Don't be afraid to ask a friend. Maybe another great way to keep accountable would be to create a text group to check in daily with what everyone is reading in Scripture and praying for. So I invite you, as you get ready to launch out into this new year, make God's Word a priority in your life. Commit the time to be able to hear from Him, choose the right tools, let go of your expectations, and be willing to get accountable. God bless you, friend. Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. We're going to have a great, great year. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.